The Mishnah says, Marchikines hanaveilois, you can't store your navel, your dead animal. Vyas hakvoros, can't make a base hakvoros, bury people. Vyas habruski, if you're a tanner working on skin, minoir, chamishimama, that you have to go outside the city 50 yamas. Rashi says, Meshumreach ra, it smells bad. That's why you have to take these things 50 yamas outside the city. Ein oisin bruski, el lemizrachir. Even the tanner, wherever he does his tanning, makes the skin, it smells so bad there that you can't be, you can only do it on the east side of the city. The Mizrach here. Rashi says, Shein haruach Mizrach is kosher tadir. It is not so much wind, it doesn't blow so much on the east side. Only if Peroni has come. But normal, regular, you don't have that much wind on the east side, therefore you're supposed to put the tanning department on the east side of the city. Here the Kiva Makiva says, L'chol ruach huwaisen. No, you can put it any side of the city, you could do it. Not only on the east side. But chusim mimarofa. Kiva says only the west side. You should not put it on the west side. Because that's a strong wind. The west wind is very strong. That will blow the smell into the city. So you have to make sure the tanning is not on the west side of the city. Even though you're away 50 amis, still that may blow it into the city. Omar Khamishamama, you have to go away 50 yams. Now, Omar Chikin as Hamishra Minayarik, you have to take away your Mishra. That's the water that you soak your flax in. Minayarik, if somebody right, your neighbor right next door is growing vegetables, so you can't soak your flax right next to it. Viasakrishin Minhabitsolim. You can't have your leek growing next to your neighbor's onions. And you can't have your mustard seeds growing next to your neighbor that has bees, growing bees to have honey. Because you're the mazik, you're causing damage to the other one. Unless you're marchik. Like we have before, Rabbi Yossi holds that the chardl is not the mazik, the dvorim, they're both the mazikim. Since the both of Mazikim, neither of them have to move away. If the Nizik wants to move away, let him move away. Yes, the old though, that the Bala Chardo does not have to move away. Now, we boil up a question like this. Rabbi Akiva Hechikomer, what does Rabbi Akiva mean in the Mishnah that he says, L'chol ruach huvoiseh chutzim marova? That Hechikomer, L'chol ruach huvoiseh, v'saymich, does it mean to send all the other three sides of the city? You can make your tanning right outside the city. You do not even have to go away 50 yams. Chutz mimarova, excluding on the west side, the marchik nunam of the yaiser. Is that what Rav Akiva meant to say? That he's a big makel. In other words, you only need 50 yams only on the marav side. But the other three sides, you can be semich right outside the city. Rashi says semich means, and it's sort of lahatik nunama. Oiduma may be, l'chol ruach huwaiser. No, Rabbi Akiva means like this. Even though the other three sides you can do it, but providing you are Machik Chamishimama. Chutz Mimarov, excluding on the west side of the city, there you can't do it at all. Because since the strong wind comes from Mariv, no matter where you put your tanning outside the city, the wind will blow it inside the city. So, that's a shaila. What does Rabbi Akiva mean? Because there is a diyuk that the Mishnah says a second time, like, Umarchik Chamishimama. So what does Akiva mean when it says you should be marchik 50 yamas? So Toshma coming here. The Tanya will learn clearly. We have Akiva Vaymer. L'choruach huwaiseh Umarchik Chamishimama. Even the other three sides that you could make your tanning, it has to be though 50 yamas away from the city. Chutz mimarov, excluding on the mar of the west side, Tiyenuaisa kolikar. There you can't do it at all. Mevneishi tadira. Because there the wind comes very often. Therefore, no matter where you put it, outside the city on the west side, the wind will come and blow the smell back into the city, therefore you can't do it. So that's what Akiva means in the Mishnah. That the Choruach Huwaiseh, Chutz Marova, Mara side you can never do it, but it goes back even the first three sides that you could do it, it's providing Umarchek Hamishimama, that you are Marchek 50 Yamas. Oh, Malay Rova, Rav Nachman, my Tadira. What does Rabbi Akiva mean that the west wind is told there happens a lot? It's told there, it's always there. Eli, if you want to tell me to the Dira Baruchais, means it's always blowing. Rashi says, Oisoitza Todir Baruach, Sheruach Marovis, Minashevis Todir Misharuchais. that the west wind is always blowing, is blowing more than the other winds. All four sides the wind blows every day. And the north wind blows with all three sides. And Shilmola came, because if you do not have the Ruach Tzofonis there also, not even for 1 minute could the world be in existence. Like you need the Ruach Tzofonis. Rashi says, Me'aruchais, Nefishirako Mesuka. That's like a soft, peaceful, sweet wind. Or Slulat clear. And that's like smoothens out the other winds. Yeah? Now, Veruach Jeroimis, Kosher Mikulam. And the south wind, that's the worst of them all. Now, the Amole Benet is not for this Malach or the shade. Rashi says, Benet means Malach. He's like made in a, like a hawk. But the Amole Benet is not for this Malach, called Net, Shemamido, that holds back. Rashi says, Mamido means Bechnofov. It holds up with its wings. Machrevet Oilam. We'll see. If not for this, it holds back this north. It means if not for this Malach, Benet, Shemamida that holds back this wind, holds back the south wind, the Ruach Jeroimis, it would Machrevis Asylum would destroy the world. Shinema the Pasuk says Neov, Umivinoscha, Yavar Nates, Yafresh Kinof of the Taman, that this Nates, this Malach Nates, spreads out its wings towards Taman, towards the south side. So, Guru, what do you see here? That there's nothing special about the west wind, Adarabba. The other winds are special. That the Tzvoinis, the north wind is special, that's a calm, sweet one, and the south one is the strong one, so the Chur is not the west wind. So what does Rabbi Kiva mean? That it's Todir, that the west side, that's always Todir. Ella rather like this, my Tadira, Tadira B'Shechina. It means to say that on the west side, that's where the Shechina is. Therefore, it's not nice to have your Burski on the west side. Not because we're saying before the wind will blow the smell back into the city. But Stam, that's the Mokum where the Shechina is. It's not nice to have this towards the Shechina like. Rashi says, see the Shechina? The Marev he Shechenes. That's where the Shechina lives on Marev's side. Yom Yishuv Ben Levi. Bo v'nachta tevel avaseinu. Let's give tevel back to avaseinu. Rashi says, it means the Anshek Nesak Velo. Shomru Mikra Zev Sefer Zev. It said this Pasuk in Ezra. That Shohidiyoy Mokum Tvilo. That they're teaching us where is the Mokum Atvilo. The Pasuk says, Tzvah Shemayim L'chor Mishtachavim. They're supposed to bow down to the Tzvah Shemayim. Rashi Hashem Shereach Ho'imdim B'Misra. If they're sitting on the east side, they should bow down L'chor Mishtachavim L'marav. They bow to the Marav. So we're why to the Marav? Because that's where the Shechina is. So that's what the Kiva means. Don't, the Tadira means, since the Shechina is there, therefore do not have these things. Mas Yivlo Rav Acho Bar Yaakov V'dilma maybe ki eved shenaitzo prasme raboi. It's like a servant that's receiving now a present from his master. V'chayzal yachurav, he's like going backwards who mishtachav and bowing down.
So the question is, like, who says they're bowing down towards the Marav side? Maybe they're bowing down where they are to east side. Either right there. It's like this. It's like a raboi that gave a pras to mishtachav yachurav. That the servant just bowed down right next to the master when he's walking back, like, then there's no proof. So more says true kasha, it's a kasha.
Maybe it's not going to bow down on the east side. Maybe you have to bow down to either on the east side. They bowed right down as if they're going away from the master. Kasha, that's like a kasha. But a koponim, maybe that's trying to have a kiva though, that he holds the shechinah on Marav's side, and that's why he has to be marked. Rav Yishiyah says no, that can't be the reason because the Shechina is all over. The other Rav Yishiyah, my Dixiv, what does the Pasuk say? Atu Hashem levadecho, atu asistes Hashemayim, and shluchecho loy kishluche basav adam. Like we're saying back to Hashem, your shluchim, Hashem sends a messenger. It's not the way a basav adam sends a shliach. Shluchei basav adam, when you send a messenger. Mimokim shemishdalchim l'shom achirim shlichoson. Like wherever you start out from, if you're in L.A. and you make a shliach to do something in New York, so when the shliach finishes, he has to come back to L.A. to tell you that he finished it. Like he has to come back to you where you are and tell you he did what he was supposed to. Avu shluchecho, but the shliach of Hashem lemokim shemishdalchim mishom achirim shlichoson. Wherever they finish the shlichus, right over there, they can say to Hashem, "We finished it." In other words, because Hashem is all over. The Shechina is all over. Rashi says, the Mokum Shemeshtalchim, Pirish. V'yoysa Mokum Shemeshtalchim Shom. Av Shom HaShechina. wherever you're sent, in that place also the Shekhinah is there. Mitzuya. The Yarmim Lo Yasin Shekhsecho. You can say to the Shekhinah there, I did what you wanted. So like the Shekhinah is all over. Shinam and the Apostle says in Eov, Ha'atishlach v'rakiyim, v'rakiyim v'yelchu, yak you sent to make with the v'rakiyim, with the lightning, v'yelchu v'yoyim v'lucho ineni. And they went and said, here we are. Yavayu v'yoyimru. So, Yavayu v'yoyimru, Lenem, it doesn't say they had to go. Ela v'yelchu, they went to do the shlichus, and v'yoyimru, they said it right there. Wherever they finished their shlichus, there they have a right to say back to the Shekhinah, to Hashem, we did what we were supposed to. The Lama comes to teach us, Sha'ashchina v'chol makom, that the Shekhinah is all over. That's what the Rashi holds. Another one says, V'yaf Rebbe Yishmael Sava Shekhinah v'chol makom. Rebbe Yishmael also holds this for Shekhinah v'chol makom. The Talmud of Rebbe Yishmael, Minay Yishra Shekhinah v'chol makom, the Shekhinah v'chol makom, Shenem and the Pasuk says, Hinei HaMalach HaDoi V'bi Yoytzei, O Malach HaCha Yoytzei L'Krosoi, Achyeh. So Achra doesn't say Achra L'Nemar, El L'Krosoi, in front of him. Malam Mishra Shekhinah v'chol makom, wherever you're going, that's where the Shekhinah is. The Yasra Rosheshes Slava Shekhinah b'chol makom. The Yom Malay Rosheshes Lishmaya Rosheshes told his Shamish that l'chol ruchos ukmon any ruach. Rashi and Medenu list follow. If any ruach, any side I want to daven is good. Levani Mizrach, don't let me daven towards the east side though. V'lav mishum less v'shchina, not because there's no shchina, because he also knows the shchina is all over. El mishum demariyabo minei, because the minim were davening towards that side. That's why he doesn't want it. Rashi talmid de ovdei avay de zara, mariyam marol is follow mizrach. They daven the mizrach side. Rabbi Avu says shchina b'marov. Rabbi Avu holds now that the shchina is on the west side, the marav. The Yomer Rabbi Avu. My Uriah, what does it mean, Uriah? Rashi says, Uriah means Ani Shemati Kach Karim Lamarav Lashon Parsi. That's what used to called Marav, the west side, in Persian was called Uriah. So what's the Lashon of Uriah, my Uriah? Aviyako, it's like the Avir of Hashem. In other words, Hashem lives there. And Amr of Yudah, my Desiv, what's the Pasuk say? Yeah, so we have Rabbi Kiva and Rav Sheshes, they both told that the Shekhinah is on the Marav side. Now, over of you, the Midas, there was a Pasuk say, Yarov kamoto lichi, that my words should come down like motor, zu ruach marovis. That's the west wind. Shebo me'or freshalilim. It comes like from the earth, from the back, the neck of the world. Hashem mechoska shalilim.